Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from the beach in sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to foreclose on a land tax lien. You know, this background that we have.
Yes.
And our little beach house here in the, this beach community out of Los Angeles.
Yes.
Couldn't be more inappropriate yes. for this topic.
Oh.
How to foreclose on a land tax lien is maybe like one of the most boring things we could possibly talk about, yet maybe one of the most profitable. And then the stuff going on behind us is like all fun and games and horsing around, and who cares about tax?
So for those of you who do not see this on YouTube, you're just watching or just listening on Spotify or something like that, might be worth checking out the YouTube channel just so you can get a little glimpse of what's going on behind us. And that'll explain the bicycles and the yelling and the frisbees and the noise behind us. But it's good.
If you foreclose on several tax liens this month, this is where you hang out.
Oh, that's true. There you go. This can happen to you.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community.
Cody asks, we have a property under contract to buy, but part of the heirs cannot be located by a closing attorney. And the other relatives do not know anyone from that side of the family. Well, that happens.
This is a very, very, very appropriate question for this topic today.
Yes, this is good.
This is why this story that Cody's telling, this is why that properties become in this tax situation that they're in.
Right.
And this is why they're foreclosable. But yep. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. Is there a service or an investigator that you have used to track down heirs and see if anyone is still alive on record? Any help you can give would be greatly appreciated. This is in North Carolina.
Okay, good.
Okay.
North Carolina is a very good tax lien foreclosure state, by the way. Mm-hmm. What Cody's asking is, look, he sent a letter out, or offer out. It got accepted. It got signed. Mm-hmm. And the seller says, I would love to sell you this piece of property. But if you can, you got to find the other people because they're on deed. Yeah. And I know they're alive. And so Cody hired somebody, or he's asking mm-hmm. if he can hire somebody to close the deal and to find the heirs and get everybody ready to sign. And the answer is no. The answer is yes. You can absolutely hire somebody to find all these people. It's called skip tracing or private investigation. And here's the tools that most people use. You can use a very glossed over service called Sales Genie. You can use LexisNexis, which is what most lawyers use to locate people to serve them. TransUnion, the credit score company, has a tremendous database on skip tracing. So if you need to find somebody, you can do it. But here's my real answer to this question. Why? Why wouldn't you just purchase? What you need to do is accomplish equitable title, which means you have an interest in the real estate. And then you can go through a foreclosure action, which is a judicial foreclosure action, mm-hmm. and through adverse possession, which is what it's called all across the country, you'll own the property.
Do it with an attorney. That's what I think. That's mm-hmm. the easiest. And for me, it's one of those that you got to make a judgment call. How much money's in the deal? Because it's going to be a long process and it's going to take several months. So if you stand to make more, north of $50,000, I would do it.
That's about my number.
Yeah.
Too.
If it's south of $50,000, I'd probably move on.
Yeah.
That's really the easiest thing. And an attorney will walk you through the whole thing.
That's
and
right.
it's going to make several phone calls, by the way, to find the right attorney. Make sure you find one that has done this before.
Like thousands of times.
Right. Not one that says, sure, I can do it because, you know, I'll throw it in with the 6 divorces I'm doing right now. No, you don't want that attorney. So they may not be the best. And then your 6 months might take 6 years.
Can you imagine being a divorce attorney?
I
cannot imagine waking up in the morning to go to work to manage someone else's divorce.
Right.
Can you imagine being a dentist?
Where did this go?
Like, what can you imagine? Like,
I'd like to be a dentist.
You would?
Well, hold on a moment. No, I wouldn't like. Well, dentists seem to do very well. Let's leave it at that. And if they need something or there's a vacation coming up, it's all they have to do is kind of tell their staff we need 3 more root canals this month. Because I swear that's happened to me.
Oh, there's like a quota to fill that
apparently
hits your revenue goal?
Totally.
Oh my gosh, I hope that's not true.
That gets really
weird. I know
weird.
It's true.
It's weird. I've had times that the dentist hit me hard for money. There's times they're like, okay, have a nice day. I'm like, what happened to the last time that we talked about all these things and now you don't really care? It's really weird.
Do doctors do that?
I don't know. I hope not. Let's get to the show.
All right.
Okay.
Today's topic, how to foreclose on a land tax lien. This is the meat of the show. Here's what happens and why property become in a tax defaulted status. Most of the time, some life event happens, usually it's death, and whoever owns the property stops paying the taxes. In Cody's example here, what happened is some of the people that own the part of the property and the other people that own part of the property together, they own 100% of it. Some are contactable and some are not. They just went MIA. So the person who's managing the whole thing says, you know what? I'm not gonna pay the taxes anymore. Nobody cares about this stuff. This tax bill's huge. I get one twice a year or once a year in certain cases. So somebody stops paying the taxes. After a certain amount of time, usually it's 3 years, and this is in Arizona laws, all different states are different. Certain statutes start to kick in. And at some point, the state or the governing authority takes the property back into its possession. At which time, they will hold an auction. And you can purchase in several states the tax lien, which means you now have paid the taxes for the seller as an investor, mm-hmm. and you have a couple options. You can try to get the property redeemed. You can contact the person who owns the property. You only own the tax lien now. You don't own the property. You can contact the person who does own the property and say, look, you gotta pay me the taxes. I just paid your taxes, pal. Right. You gotta pay me back plus the certain number of interest and fees.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna foreclose on you.
Right.
And in my experience, 99.999 times, I can't actually think of a time when a seller actually said, if I can ever get a hold of him anyway.
Right.
A seller says, I want to keep this property.
Exactly. Like, no, it's usually I stopped paying for a reason, buddy.
Yeah. So what ends up happening is we foreclose on it.
Yeah.
And it's a judicial foreclosure process that involves a lawsuit and a judge.
Right.
And it's very, 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 very statutory and lined. It's outlined in the statutes in the state, and mm-hmm. it's very specific about time frames and posting things on the internet or the newspaper, at which time you do all this stuff. Usually takes about $1,500 to $3,000 per property. Mm-hmm. If you use an attorney, we now are able to do it ourselves because we learned how easy it was from an attorney. Mm-hmm. You own the property, mm-hmm. if you own it. So what's the great news here is that the back taxes in the western part of the country on properties are very low. Taxes, it's not so much the case in the Northeast, but you can purchase properties. We have one right now we're foreclosing on, 60 acres in Graham County, that by the time we're done with everything, we will have a total cost of ownership will be less than $1,000. Mm-hmm. And that property's worth a lot, probably $50,000 to $80,000 wholesale. Mm-hmm. So this can be and is very, very, very lucrative. It takes a large, long learning curve, but it's very possible.
Would you recommend someone, if they listening to this and they really say this has got my name all over it, would you recommend they just start reading up? How would they get rolling?
Two things. That's a great question. There's always one or two books that outline this process. They're very state specific. So Cody was talking about North Carolina earlier. We do a lot of foreclosures in Arizona. Find like the Bible, so to speak, that somebody's written about that state specifically, and then call contact. If you just Google like how to foreclose on a tax lien in North Carolina, immediately one or two or three or four attorneys are gonna come pop up. And then yeah. I would have soak them for as much free information as possible. Then, once you do understand this process, on the first one or two, am I talking too much?
No, I love it. No, I'm just using your soak them. Oh. That's okay. It happens to us, and I think it's great. It's
on the first
totally cool.
One or two or three properties that you foreclose on, hire somebody.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna hire a law firm, and somewhere in the dark corner of this law firm is a brand new paralegal who they hate or they're hazing because they're brand new. Get to know that person as well as you can.
What do they look like, Jack?
They have a suit on that was probably from Goodwill. They drink way too much coffee.
Oh, okay. Do they eat donuts?
No, don't. Oh. They don't eat donuts. They're still just...
It's like Skittles on their
desk? They're still traumatized from law school.
Oh, okay.
Or they're going to law school at night.
Oh.
Could care less about your tax lien foreclosure transaction.
But they know how to do it.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Because this is the person you're going to hire. Because they can't stand working at this law firm.
I want to know what to look for. I want to make sure I'm picking a good one, and you're helping me right now.
I guarantee it. They can't stand working at this law firm. So after doing a couple of deals with you because you're cool and you have a lot of money and you make money in real estate, you just hire that person to do all your foreclosures.
That's awesome.
Or at least you really understand the process for them by really closely watching what they're doing. And when you're done with the first one or two deals, you're going to say, that's it? That's all it takes to foreclose on a tax lien? Well, this is going to be my new career.
Okay, I have another question. I'm brand new in real estate. Is this something I could start with here?
No.
Would I be nuts? Okay, thank you.
You'd be nuts to start with this.
Okay, where would I start?
We would start with how Land Academy does it.
Okay.
Which you can describe.
Well,
where would you start?
I'm asking you the question.
What I would do is I would send out mail like most of our members do. I would send out a blind offer.
Learn how to do some real transactions the easy way. Understand the process.
This is master's degree, if not PhD level, real estate investing.
Well, sometimes these come up too, by the way. It's just the main thing for me right now with this show is making you all aware of what's available and what's out there.
That's right, Jill.
Because there's going to be a time in your land flipping career that something like this is going to come up and you're going to go, oh, I know what to do with this. You know, or at least you know what it is when you hear it and you can make a decision. Do I really want to go down that path? Because I listened and I know what's involved. I'm not sure I want to do that now.
Yeah.
You know, I might push that one aside, or you might go, you know what? This guy has so many properties and they're all in that same situation. This is what I'm doing. This six hat. I'm going to do this for the, you know, next, you know, half of the year. And because I see what profits here, that's going to be my thing. I love it.
Exactly.
Thank you.
It's very, very profitable. The learning curve. It's going to take you at least 6 months before you start to look through the tax lien lists. The county has tax lien lists accumulated, or you can buy them at an auction. And that's probably beyond the scope of this podcast episode.
Yeah.
But there's lots of opportunity. You're probably 6 months just to learn, even if you're very advanced real estate investor.
Thank you.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for an episode called Are Land Acquisitions Seasonal?
Oh, like are they affected by the weather? Are they affected by the holidays? Are they affected by school starting?
Yes.
We'll talk all about that.
Our snow,
exactly. And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone and your real estate ambition.
I have an announcement from my team. If you're looking for a property, it was kind of, you know what's interesting is I'm training a new person this week. Well, this several weeks, by the way. I have a new transaction coordinator. And the first time I sat her down and talked about properties, she's, you know, most people think of properties, all properties have an address. Well, if you're in this business, and especially if you do land, you know, most land does not have an address. You have a legal description. It's like you can just pop that into Google and it will just show up. Can't do it. You got to find another way. So, but even with an APN, you can't just pop that in and it pop up. But with ParcelFact, it can. So my little announcement is check out ParcelFact 2.0. It's just ParcelFact.com. And 2.0, the version is now running and it is phenomenal. So check it out. But it was really cool showing my new assistant, my new transaction coordinator, Sheila. She was floored with what was in there.
Great.
Oh yeah, it was great. She's like, was really shocked at how much information was at our fingertips. And I said, just, you know, sit tight, give my team a day or two. They'll get you all set up and do all of these different tools. And she, you know, I said, it's a little weird, you know, when you can go talk to your mom, like, hey mom, I looked up the house and you know this, you know, all the facts that you know about it. It's really kind of cool though. Anyway, so check it all out. And it's about for you to do your due diligence. It's, you know, do I want to buy this property? It's kind of all right there. Get eyes on the property. Do I want to buy the property? Am I talking to the right person? You know, maps, GPS coordinates.
There's 150 million
shocking
properties in this country, and 99% of them are in there.
Yeah.
And who owns them? What their assessed value is? A tremendous number of
what
statistics.
They paid for them.
Yeah.
It's
all, and you can click your way around and click on every single one of them, and it's all the same price.
Awesome. Exactly. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.